you've reached the right place, a destination called soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
Everybody's listening.
On the radio, heard a man say that I wasn't nothing unless I had a whole lot of money. Turned to my baby, said he's a fool and got the kind of gold he can't count.
Single parents raising babies, they're doing it all alone. To you fellas, to you ladies, keep the faith and stay strong. Working two jobs but need two more, two more. Try not to get sick cause you're uninsured. Oh. Your credit score may not be high, don't let that be the reason why you don't give things that extra try. Always try to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's that hustle in you that keeps you confident. You put your nose to the grind or you strip behind it. And trust in the faith the blessings come and never know when you find it. You never know.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T Love coming at you once again, bringing you some music to groove to, some soul for your bones, baby. And that's Kindred, the Family Soul. I consider them the pioneers of neo soul, and that's their new single, Everybody's Hustling, which will be coming out on their new album called A Couple of Friends, which will be available on June 10th. And you know, Kindred the Family Soul, they're an American R&B soul and neo soul duo. And it consists, this group consists of a married couple of Fatine Dantzler and Asia Graydon. And you know, they had signed to Hidden Beach Recordings. And you know, they were part of the Philadelphia neo soul movement, which also includes, you know, Jill Scott. And you know, they debuted in 2003, you know. But if you want to know more about what's going on with Kindred the Family Soul, make sure you check out their website, Kindred, K-I-N-D-R-E-D, the, T-H-E, family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, soul, S-O-U-L.com. And you can check out what's going on in some of the events that they will be performing at. They have an event coming up on June 7, 2014, Beltway Barbecue in Maryland. You can check them out there. You can also check them out on June 21st, 2014, in concert in Philadelphia at Keswick Theater. And that date again is June 21st, 2014, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And we're going to keep that neo-soul groove going. We got another brother just blowing it up, talking about, you know what, talking about Soul Sister. This is definitely a hot smoker here. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
That's Mr. Bilal talking about Soul Sister. That's off of his album released on July 17th, 2001, called First Born Second on Interscope Records. And, you know, Bilal, he comes from Philadelphia as well, you know, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And, you know, he grew up in a household of parents that were Christian and Muslim. And it was there in the church that his mother attended that he had an interest in music and singing. He attended the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music and attended and graduated from the Creative and Performing Arts High School of Philadelphia in 1998. But you know, this brother is also part of that neo-soul movement. He has collaborated with many people. He's collaborated with Common, Erykah Badu, who's also from the Neo Soul movement, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Guru, J. Dilla, Robert Glasper, The Roots, and many, many more. You know, but this brother, you know, if you check out his first LP, you can hear the elements of not only R&B, but jazz and scatting. You know, but this brother, he's very profound, he's very deep. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. This is Professor T. Love coming at you. I am on several networks now, and you can check me out definitely on the primary one, which is the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. on Friday Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also check me out on the new network, Own Your Power Radio. Definitely check that out on live365.com. Also check out the website ownyourpower.biz. And on that network, you definitely can not only hear music, but you can also hear shows that talk about empowerment and definitely coming into your own as an individual and fulfilling the dreams that have been in your heart and having them to come out. You can also check me also out on the Show Me State Radio station called RadioFreeMissouri.org, where I am on Mondays, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can also check me out on www.aircheck.us, where you can hear some of the famous DJs from all over the country, as well as hear A Bowl of Soul. And I'm also on Legend107radio.com, where you can check out DJ Heavy from Tampa, Florida, playing you some of the greatest soul sounds from not only Tampa Bay, Florida, but from all over the world, because you know there is that love for soul music. Coming up next, I gotta bring you something that, you know, growing up here in the Bronx, not only did you were influenced by soul music, jazz, but we were also influenced by Latin music, and in particular, not only salsa, but before salsa, there was Latin, you know, that big band sound of Latin music, like mambo. But in between mambo and salsa, there was a period called the Boogaloo period, and the father of Boogaloo was Joe Cuba. And in Joe Cuba's band was this gentleman who we lost recently, Cheo Feliciano. First, we're going to start off with the Joe Cuba Sextet with a hit in 1966 called Bang Bang Baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Bang, 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 bang
Now, you think this record is over, right? You could never have a party where it has that big break in it like that. But here we go. Come on. Baby, bang bang. And you know that was Joe Cuba Sextet. That was a hit in 1966, was number 21 on the R&B charts. I'm telling you, you know, you had a lot of Latin music that was considered in that era, in that period, 1965, 1966, 67, 68, 69. You know, that Latin boogaloo was killer. Where it has elements of R&B, Latin music, jazz in it, and that's what you got. That mixed Latin soul stew by Joe Cuba Sextet. And coming up next, one of the members of Joe Cuba Sextet that we lost recently, Mr. Cheo Feliciano. You know, the record label that Joe Cuba was on and Cheo was on was Fania Records, which was a very popular label here in New York City. And you heard many artists on Fania Records, you know, even Joe Patan. But coming up here on A Bowl of Soul, we are playing you. We lost Cheo Feliciano on April 17, 2014. He was killed in an automobile accident in Puerto Rico, but he is considered... meaning he was of stature in the Latin music community, salsa community, and like I said, he was a member of the Joe Cuba Sextet. Coming up here on A Bowl of Soul, Ana Caona by Mr. Cheo Feliciano, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Anacaona, oí tu voz, como lloró, cuánto gimió. Anacaona, oí la voz de tu angustiado corazón. Tu libertad nunca llegó. Nana.
Anacaona, india de raza cautiva. Anacaona, de la región primitiva.
Anacaona, india. India de raza cautiva y Anacaona de la región primitiva.
Anacaona, arento de Anacaona.
India de raza cautiva, alma de blanca paloma Anacaona.
Anacaona. Arento de Anacaona.
Pero
Anacaona,
Anacaona, arento de Anacaona.
The late great Mr. Cheo Feliciano, Anacaona, that which came out in 1971. It was on the Fania Records label. And you know, Cheo Feliciano, before he was killed in the car accident, he was recovering from liver cancer. But like I said, he is revered in the Latin music community. We lost a great. He is really a great. I mean, he recorded at least 15 albums for Fania Records. And not only did he sing salsa, but he sang boleros. I consider boleros like, you know, a Spanish, like, they're like operatic to me, meaning they're serious. They're like, you know, very intense slow jams. You know, I call them Spanish slow jams. But I played you two greats, Joe Cuba and Cheo Feliciano, and I played them because growing up here in New York City, you know, we had the great Frankie Crocker, who was the late Frankie Crocker, who was the DJ on WBLS. He would play an assortment of music. You not only did you get soul and blues and rock, Frankie would play salsa. And I love Frankie for that, because he exposed us to reggae, everything, Bob Marley. And nobody didn't even know about Bob Marley until Frankie put the needle to the record. And he definitely put the needle to the record on Latin music and boogaloo music. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. And coming up next, I'm playing you something, I call it a lost soul record, a lost soul hit. Brenda Lee Eager and Peaches, I'm Lonely, I Can't Groove, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Without
Brenda Lee Eager had a million seller with the great Jerry Butler, Ain't Understanding Mellow, and Close to You and Somebody's Somebody. You know, she had that Ain't Understanding Mellow with Jerry Butler, sold over 1 million copies, and it was on the Billboard R&B chart, reaching number 3 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 21 on the Hot 100 in 1971. And she was a lead singer in Jerry Butler's backup group. And then also, you know, she went on as well to have some minor hits called Good Old Fashioned Lovin' and Watch My Body Talk. And she worked as a backup singer for Ray Charles, Mavis Staples, Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, and Graham Nash. She also has written songs recorded by Bobby Womack, the Staple Singers, Aretha Franklin, Cliff Richard, Gladys Knight, Shirley Brown, Prince, and others. And, you know, this lady, she's had a stellar career. She's originally from Mobile, Alabama, and, you know, her roots are in soul, gospel, and blues. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Definitely hit me up on Facebook. Like my page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And, you know, A Bowl of Soul couldn't do this without you, you know, and we need your support. So to support A Bowl of Soul, buy hats, hoodies, T-shirts, and mugs with the emblem A Bowl of Soul, mixed stew of soul music. You can do that by going to www.tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul and show your love and support. Follow me on Twitter as well, at A Bowl of Soul. But you need to find out why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
I'm a Roadrunner, baby. All right, that's Junior Walker and the All-Stars. They were on the Soul record label. And you know, Junior Walker, whose real name is Autry DeWalt Mixon Jr., was born June 14th, 1931, and he passed away on November 23rd, 1995. His stage name, Junior Walker. He was signed to the Motown label in the 1960s. And you know, Junior Walker and the All-Stars was one of Motown's signature acts. And you know, the group was spotted by Johnny Bristol, who had a song later on called Hang On In There, Baby. And he recommended them to Harvey Fuqua, who was a member of the doo-wop group, the Moonglows, in 1961. And, you know, as time went on, you know, Junior Walker recorded for Harvey Fuqua's label called Harvey, and their name was changed. Actually, they had another name, but their name was changed to Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Now, Junior Walker's style, you know, his gut bucket sax style was inspired by jump blues and early R&B, particularly players like Louis Jordan, Earl Bostic, and Illinois Jacquet. But, you know, there had been some personnel changes, and as time went on, as they merged together, a signature song, which was his first hit, Shotgun, was written and composed by Junior Walker himself and produced by Berry Gordy, which featured the Funk Brothers, James Jamerson on bass and Benny Benjamin on the drums. And Shotgun reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the R&B chart in 1965. And then other hits that came along, such as this hit, I'm a Roadrunner, Shake and Finger Pop, and you know, Motown covers such as Come See About Me, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. And he really had a good success at Motown. And you know, the song that he became a hit for him, which was number 4 on the Hot 100 and number 1 on the R&B chart, was rejected by the Motown Quality Control meeting. And that song was What Does It Take to Win Your Love. Do you believe it or not? They rejected that song. And then what happened was the DJs played the song and the song became a hit. And then Motown had to release it as a single. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music, giving you some of that history of soul, R&B soul. Coming up next, I'm playing for you a DJ Madison remix of Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
check out that funky remix of a Stax classic by DJ Madison. Hold on, I'm coming. You know, that song is a song written by Isaac Hayes and David Porter. David Porter. That was one. That was his buddy. That was his songwriting buddy at Stax Records. And if you ever get a chance, you need to read the book about Stax Records and the history of how Stax Records went from a bluegrass country music record label, which was primarily called Satellite, but Jim Stewart and Estelle Axton, they had to change the name because another company in California had the same record label called Satellite. They had to change it to Stax Records. And you know, you have to get this book called Respect Yourself, Stax Records, and The Soul Explosion by Robert Gordon. You get the real history of how Stax was formed by Jim Stewart and Miss Estelle Axton. It's a great story, actually. And it's a great story of a local independent record company that went on to be known all over the world. Coming up next on A Bowl of Soul, we lost someone else as well from the hip-hop world. We lost DJ Easy Rock recently, and you know, we just got to pay homage to those people that have put music on the map and give us something to groove to. On A Bowl of Soul, celebrating DJ Easy Rock, It Takes Two by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Face and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it!
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're contagious, because I'm a winner. Don't not a loser. To be an MC is what I choose. Ladies love me. Girls adore me. I mean, even the ones who never saw me, like the way that I rhyme at a show. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, because... funky concept. Listen up, cause I'm gonna keep you in step. I got an idea that I wanna share. You don't like it, so what? I don't care. I'm number one, but uno, I like punk. Bring all the suckers, cause all of them I'll stomp. Won't neglect, but I will protect all of my followers, cause all I want is respect. I'm not a boxer, but the man who rocks her. A slick brother that can easy outfox her. Cause I'm Bob, the last name basis. And on the mic, I'm known to be the freshest. So let's start, it shouldn't be too hard. I'm not a sucker, so I don't need a bodyguard. I won't wear bulletproof vest. Don't smoke Buddha, can't stand sex, yes. I'm at the bases in. I'm kind of stingy, that's why I don't want to win. A funky rhyme to a foe or a good friend. Now listen up, cause I want you to comprehend. Cause I'm the leader, the man, superior. I take curia and then you get weary. So just sit, my rhymes are not counterfeit. The record sells, which makes this one a hit. It won't hurt to listen to Red Alert. Take off the shirt, make sure I don't hit the dirt. I like the kids, the guys, the girls. I won't conduct that this is Raw Bass World. I'm on a mission, you better just listen to my rhymes, cause I'm all about dissing, cause...
It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight.
like foes, cause I'm raw face, the one who knows about things that makes you get weary. Don't cheer me, just hear me out, cause I got the clout. Shout before I turn the party out. I won't stutter, project my voice, speak clearly, so you can be my choice on stage or on record. Go to the Wiz and select it, take it off the rack, give it back, put it back. I like the Whopper, the Big Mac. If you want static, so let's go. So throw up your hands, go for what you know. Bro, I got an ego. Yo, talking to me? No. Oh, cause robbers in the front, easy rockers on the back up. We're not soft, so you better just slack up. Cause I'm cool, calm just like the breeze. Rock the mic with the help of Easy Rock. On the set, the music play. Only cuts the records that I say. I want you to get busy. Ready now? One, two, three, get loose now.
Yeah, that's a classic hip hop hit. Multi-platinum, certified platinum, 1 million, baby. It Takes Two was a top 40 hit from this Harlem, New York hip-hop duo of Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. You know, they also were a duo that was pioneers of the crossover success that rap music would have in popular music. And you know, when that song came out, I mean, we all went crazy. The world went crazy when that song came out, because that to me was like when Rapper's Delight came out from the Sugar Hill Gang. That was crossover success. When this song came out, this was definite crossover success. And you know, we're gonna miss DJ Easy Rock. You know, and he had died from suffering from a diabetic seizure. He was 46 years old. But you know, again, you know, it's not how long you live, it's what mark you leave. You know, what did you do with your dash? And definitely he did a lot with that dash. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and this is Professor T Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And you can catch me also on Live 365 playing you nonstop soul music around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days of the week, 24 hours of the day. And coming up next, we got a great classic, and I'm going to connect the dots with this record. This classic is from Miles Davis and Charlie Parker, A Night in Tunisia, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Thank you.
That's a great jazz classic by Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. Now we're going to connect the dots. You just heard that great intro from them. Now check this out, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
I profess and I don't jest, cause the words I manifest, they will take you, sedate you, and I will stress upon you the need for you all to feed your minds and souls, so you can lead yourself to peace. I got a real objective here, I am effective here, cause I select a clear method for all suckers. I'm all, they fall and crawl into the pit of purgatory. I go for glory, I'm taking inventory, counting all the tough luck ducks while I marry, relate and equate, dictate and debate, cause my fate is to be co-making history. I use sincerity, but I'll still bury the doubts and questions of all the skeptics. I'm kicking clout and I'll even bet this is true. There's nothing so-so, cause I know right about this minute, I'm in it, admit it, I did it for you, cause this is what I'm into. So chill while I instill that we almost fulfilled the proper mission for us. And yo, this is a must. Two these lines up my rhymes, I attest. These are the words that I manifest. I manifest.
These are the words that I manifest.
You take a rest, for the words I manifest, they will scold you and mold you, while I impress upon you the fact that I use much tact at rhyming, co-climbing, and chill while I attract that girl you're with. I got a sense of quality, I'll give her all of me, cause you're too small to be trying to rip. So let me uplift and shift my gift. Let's go to the fullest capacity. I got tenacity, because I have to be the brother who must live and give with much insight and foresight to ignite, excite and delight. And you might gain from it, or feel pain from it, because I'm ultimate and I'm about to let off. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, truth with coup. So won't you throw a hand in the air, put up a peace sign and please find that though we're feeling good, we should, we could, we would stop. Think for a moment, okay, and then sway while I convey that we must do away with all the stress and the strife. God bless your life and use kindness and never blindness, and you will find that this perspective is best. Check it out. These are the words that I manifest. I manifest. I convey that what I say will awaken you today. I'll be jocking while I'm talking, but any way that you put it, I'll give you lyrics to live to, righteousness rules. So I forgive you this time, for you were being very ignorant. That's insignificant, I guess you figured and hope to be. Dope is me, I G you flee. Because the pressure's too much for you. I'm your professor. I've got the touch to do more than the rest. Confess and can't compete. I'm Ely, I'll defeat. Dealey and mystery. Make mincemeat of other fools. Cause I'm the brother who'll snatch up the funds and make lonely ones. I meant it really, cause I'm clearly obsessed. And I, these are the words that I manifest. I manifest.
Take these to the words that I manifest.
that I manifest.
I manifest.
Take heed to the words that I manifest.
That's classic. Now you heard A Night in Tunisia, where you heard that sample that you hear in Manifest by Gangstar. You know, I played you something that is classic with Miles Davis and Charlie Parker, which is a serious classic, you know. And in fact, the version, I believe, that was done, it's been done by many people. It's a musical composition that was written by Dizzy Gillespie and Frank Paparelli in 1942, while Dizzy Gillespie was playing with Earl Hines' band. And this song, A Night in Tunisia, has become a jazz standard. And it's a bebop song. It's a jazz bebop song, and you know, it's been covered by so many people. This is, you know how you have pop standards? Well, you have bebop standards. And you know, Chaka Khan also included a version of the tune with a guest appearance by Dizzy Gillespie himself, and a sample of Parker's The Famous Alto Break and What You Gonna Do For Me. So there is a little piece of this song as well in Chaka Khan's record, but this is a jazz standard. And then, as you know, you heard a Gangstar when they first came out. These are the words that I manifest. And it tells you how much jazz has influenced a lot of hip-hop beat records. And like I told you, the origins of hip-hop, we pull music from rock, we pull it from gospel, we pull it from R&B records, we pull it from blues, country, you name it. If it sounds good, we're mixing it. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and I'm just bringing you to the close. I hope you enjoyed this show. And as you know, we just had Mother's Day pass, and I hope that all the mothers enjoyed their Mother's Day. But most of all, what's of urgence right now is the situation going on in Nigeria, where numbers of young women, young girls, have been taken hostage by Boko Haram. But the world is responding to this because we consider this an outrage. Do you hear me? An outrage. Nobody has the right to take anyone's child for no reason at all, just because they want to give their children a better life, or that they're, especially the young women, that, you know, are going to school. And there's nothing wrong with going to school. Don't ever let nobody tell you that there's something wrong with going to school. Education begins when you're born and it ends when you die. And education is an ongoing thing. Education of life, not only in books, but of life. But this is Professor T. Love, and this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're coming to the end of the show. I want you to check me out next week, and definitely hit me up on Facebook at A Bowl. In fact, just look for A Bowl of Soul on Facebook, like the page. And also hit me up on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, and check me out on the Progressive Radio Network. We have plenty of music in the archives. On Own Your Power Radio, make sure you go to that on Live 365. Make sure you check me out on www.aircheck.us, and make sure you tune in on radiofreemissouri.org. And I'm also on legend107radio.com. This is Professor T. Love. Love yourself, love others. We are our brother's keeper. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.